I'm a bit of a snob when it comes to education. Remember when former presidential hopeful Rick Santorum branded President Obama a snob for wanting everyone in America to go to college? Well, I constantly build schools in the air resembling ivy-covered college campuses fashioned after antiquities, trivium, and quadrivium. I unabashedly want to produce a society of roaming philosophers, nerdy techies, and coffee shop professors. I'm definitely the guy Santorum rankles over. Likewise, very few statements offend me more than, college isn't for everyone. Those other phrases that rattle me would include, some people are simply good with their hands, and the military is a good option. It's not that these statements are false, as much as they are typically code words for black and brown children aren't smart enough for college. The same sentiment can be heard in romantic renderings of the glory days of trade schools or apprenticeship programs. Urban education's decline is partially due to our ingrained distrust in the capacities of children of certain hues and geographies. Consequently, we assume who belongs in college. Being an education snob does not mean preferring an Ivy over an historically black or state institution. Being a snob has more to do with wanting to see all selective colleges create welcoming climates to increase the representation of ethnic minorities. However, being an education snob also means thwarting programs that middle-class families simply don't want, like auto shop. But when we see elementary schools deeming themselves college prep, one must question the notion of college as the only viable option. Tracking of any sort, especially at young ages, isn't necessarily good because we may miss developing children's natural gifts. One could easily argue that the ultimate goal of a public educational system is not to send everyone to college. The goal should be to enhance individuals' proclivities, trusting that our collective innate skills will lead to a productive society. The reality is that intelligence is much more diverse than we currently develop in school and college. In addition, troubled educational systems have left many students unprepared for a four-year liberal arts curriculum. We need a more diverse palette of schools to meet the varying needs of learners. It pains me to say, but we need more high schools and community colleges that are career-based and experiential. We also need university faculty to step down from their ivory towers and meet students where they are academically. Unfortunately, we need more schools that are designed to help those recently released from secured facilities. New Orleans needs more music conservatories and culinary arts schools. These schools should not be considered only for folks not interested in learning. Quite the contrary, the curriculum should be quite rigorous. I'm an education snob not because I see four-year colleges as better. I just don't want a lesser product for my children. If we can create alternative schools that would compel Rick Santorum to enroll his kids, then I would be more likely to send mine there. Then again.